A reading from the book of Tobit. Anna sat watching the road by which her son was to come. When she saw him coming, she exclaimed to his father, "Tobit, your son is coming, and the man who traveled with him." Raphael said to Tobiah before he reached his father, "I am certain that his eyes will be opened. Smear the fish gall on them, and this medicine will make the cataract shrink and peel off from his eyes. Then your father will again be able to see the light of day." Then Anna ran up to her son, threw her arms around him, and said, "Now that I have seen you again, son, I am ready to die." And she sobbed aloud. Tobit got up and stumbled out through the courtyard gate. Tobiah went up to him with the fish gall in his hand, and holding him firmly, blew into his eyes. "Courage, father," he said. Next he smeared the medicine on his eyes, and it made them smart. Then, beginning at the corners of Tobit's eyes, Tobiah used both hands to peel off the cataracts. When Tobit saw his son, he threw his arms around him and wept. He exclaimed, "I can see you, son, the light of my eyes." Then he said, "Blessed be God, and praised be his great name, and blessed be all his holy angels. May his holy name be praised throughout all the ages, because it was he who scourged me, but it was he who had mercy on me. Behold, I now see my son Tobiah." Then Tobit went back in, rejoicing and praising God with full voice for everything that had happened. Tobiah told his father that the Lord God had granted him a successful journey, and that he had brought back the money, and that he had married Raguel's daughter Sarah, who would arrive shortly, for she was approaching the gate of Nineveh. Tobit and Anna rejoiced and went out to the gate of Nineveh to meet their daughter-in-law. When the people of Nineveh saw Tobit walking along briskly, with no one leading him by the hand, they were amazed. Before them all, Tobit proclaimed how God had mercifully restored sight to his eyes. When Tobit reached Sarah, the wife of his son Tobiah, he greeted her, "Welcome, my daughter. Blessed be your God and for bringing you to us, daughter. Blessed be is your father, and blessed is my son Tobiah, and blessed are you, daughter. Welcome to your home. Welcome to your home with blessing and joy. Come in, daughter." That day there was joy for all the Jews who lived in Nineveh. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just, and the Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, my soul. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. And so how is he his son? The great crowd heard this with delight. The gospel of the Lord. Again, when we listen to the first reading, there's just the one line there. Then Tobit went back in, rejoicing and praising God with full voice for everything that had happened. Usually what we're doing with full voice is complaining about all the things that are going wrong for us. Today, let us praise God with full voice for everything that he has done for us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and give to God our needs and petitions. We pray as always.